the rest of the story. His full name was Milton LaSalle Humason, but he didn't care much for it, so anybody not wishing to tangle with the toughest, roughest rascal on Mount Wilson called him simply, respectfully, Milt. Milt was a tobacco-chewing mule driver and a roustabout with an eighth-grade education, equally and considerably skilled with a rifle and a pool cue. His beverage of choice was home-brewed panther juice. His amusements included gambling and witching for water with a forked limb of a tree. Born August 19, 1891, in Dodge Center, Minnesota, Milt was a boy when he went west with his parents. He was 14 the summer he first laid eyes on Mount Wilson in Southern California, and he never left. The pre-high school dropout sought and got work as a bellboy at the Mount Wilson Hotel. He washed dishes, shingled cottages, and tended the pack animals in the corral. He was still in his teens when they started building the observatory on the summit. The builders needed lumber and such like for construction, so Milt started driving the mules that pulled the wagons that carried the equipment that built the observatory that one day made Mount Wilson world famous. It was the daughter of the facility's chief engineer, Helen Dowd was her name, who tamed the rambunctious Milt Humason. They married shortly after both turned 20. And I relate these thus far unremarkable events to explain how a freewheeling young mountain man ends up with a sedate stable job as a night janitor in a scientific shrine, and how he gradually learned the fancy workings of the expensive equipment he'd been hired to sweep under, and how he inevitably overhears enough astronomy talk to become bewitched by the stars, and how one day, in 1920, after several promotions of responsibility, Milt approaches one of the astronomers, Harlow Shapley, and he says, "Sir, I was looking at one of the telescope's photographic plates. I believe I have found a faint pulsating star in the Andromeda Nebula." "If there were a star in a simple nebula," Shapley retorted, "it would mean that the nebula was not only very large, but very far away." "No," the astronomer said, "what you think you see is impossible." And to emphasize the point, he took out his pocket handkerchief and he wiped off the indicating mark that Milt had made on the photographic plate. It was fully 4 years later when another astronomer came to Mount Wilson, and Milt showed him the elusive, intermittently flashing point of light. And that astronomer listened and observed and believed, and because he did, nobody would ever look at our universe the same way ever again. For until Milton Humason's discovery, our own Milky Way was considered the only galaxy anywhere. Now, of course, we know there are billions of them. For the astronomer who believed Milton Humason and subsequently saw for himself is often credited alone with opening the door to the infinite beyond. Oh, you know his name, Edwin Hubble, of the Hubble telescope. But now, whenever you reflect on Hubble's glory, I hope you'll recall the mule driver mountain man who once chased and caught a super distant star and pushed our horizons all the way to forever. Because now you know the rest of the story.